And now with a look at what else has been making scientific headlines around the world, here's Meera Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
Silkworms have been genetically engineered to spin fibres containing spider silk proteins, producing a tougher, more elastic material. Farming of spiders for their silk is challenging due to small production levels and cannibalism within populations. But publishing in the journal PNAS this week, Randy Lewis and colleagues from Utah State University have overcome this problem by creating transgenic silkworms, expressing spider genes for silk elasticity and tensile strength, resulting in a composite material produced in large quantities and with a wide range of potential applications.
Certainly one area that we're very interested in is artificial ligaments and artificial tendons for ligament and tendon repair. We've got collaborators who are interested in using it for helping them build a very strong bone matrix, very fine sutures. Beyond the biomedical, there's interest in things like parachutes. We can also match different applications. So for a tendon, you want something that's very strong and not very elastic. For a ligament, you want something that's strong and very elastic. So we'll be custom designing our genes and the silkworms to make a specific silk that has a very specific application.
Unique communities of marine species have been discovered on the Antarctic seafloor, living in hydrothermal vents off the coast of the East Scotia Ridge in the Southern Ocean. Using remotely operated vehicles, Alex Rogers' team from the University of Oxford found new species of yeti crab, stalked barnacles and seven-armed starfish, unseen anywhere else in the world, whilst animals such as tube worms and vent crabs, commonly associated with hydrothermal vents, were nowhere to be seen.
The Southern Ocean may act as a gateway for the dispersal of some of these animals from one ocean to another, but that the very harsh environmental conditions of the Southern Ocean probably mean to act as a barrier for the dispersal of other groups. The East Scotia Ridge is somewhere between 10 and 20 million years old, so it would seem that these animals may have become isolated on the ridge shortly after it was formed. The distribution of vent animals and the evolution of hydrothermal vent faunas around the globe is much more complicated than we previously suspected.
A new gene identified in mouse models could provide insight into the causes of human deafness. David Ornitz and colleagues from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis found that the gene, named FGF20, which codes for a family of proteins called fibroblast growth factors, was crucial for the formation of outer hair cells, sensory cells needed to amplify sound in the inner ear.
FGF20 is a critical signal for the formation of outer hair cells and might be a deafness-related gene in humans, and that it is our hope that FGF20 may be useful to either protect or help to regenerate sensory hair cells that have been damaged by noise, by drugs, or through the aging process.
And finally, as many of us start the new year with a resolution to get in shape, the key factors needed for our muscles to grow and bulk up during a workout have been discovered by scientists at the Inserm Institute in France. Working with mice, Athanasios Sotiropoulos identified the need for serum response factor, or SRF, in working muscle fibres to signal the proliferation of satellite stem cells found within muscle, which then grow and fuse to existing muscle fibres, resulting in growth.
But the implication is that, for example, during ageing, there is a muscle atrophy that is called sarcopenia, or when you are immobilized at bed, you get a very important muscle atrophy. So if we can identify all the genes that are really involved in controlling muscle growth, then we can use those genes to have less wasting during aging or during bed resting.
The work was published in the current edition of the journal Cell Metabolism.
Meera Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist News Flash. And all of the news stories we're discussing this week are also on the line on our website at nakedscientist.com/news.